Declan struggled to stand. The corpse had somehow latched onto his arm with inhuman strength, pulling itself from the ground and coming to eye level with Declan. The terror that consumed Dr. Kazmarek engulfed Declan. Although Declan would bet everything he owned that Dr. Kazmarek was dead, he could see that somehow the doctor remained trapped inside his body, unable to escape, even in death. A passage from one of Dr. Kazmarek's journals took on new meaning, and all ailments known and unknown to mankind which burden the human body will be of no concern once Alger's dimension is opened. He mistakenly assumed, as did Dr. Kazmarek, that Alger's dimension provided a cure and relief from all ailments. The professor clutched him, reeking of death and yet still alive. He saw Dr. Kazmarek no longer fretted about his dementia. Even though he was not cured, and immortality looked far worse than death. Declan tried to scramble backwards, pulling his arm, willing to lose the limb in order to get away. From the corpse-like figure of Dr. Kazmarek came an inhuman plea, strangled and prolonged, yelling, "Run!" But he was trying to run. With the last bit of his strength, he tried to get away from Dr. Kazmarek, but he couldn't. Crab crawling backwards away from the professor, their eyes locked. Declan came to an abrupt halt. Dr. Kazmarek's gaze moved above and behind Declan. His face contorted, mouth agape, and eyes widened. His expression had changed from agony to sheer terror. Declan felt a puff of air on the nape of his neck and heard a soft snort in his ear, reminding him why he originally ran into the woods. He whipped around. The hulking mass crouched over him. He thought he could see the beast snarl at him, and although he couldn't see any teeth, it was no less terrifying. The slits along its face worked separately, seemingly to inhale every last scent it could pull off Declan's body, and in its excitement, its bony protrusions clicked together. Declan leaned further, trying to expand the distance between him and the undulating bony plates. The black sheen of the beast's hide accentuated the contours of its muscles. When the bony plates moved, Declan could see underneath where the red skin glowed like molten lava, mimicking the appearance of the creature in his dream just before it crossed into this dimension. Declan broke through the paralysis that seized him. He dug his feet into the ground, then pushed off, racing away from the creature. Declan risked a glance over his shoulder. The beast sniffed the air, keeping track of Declan's movement. He looked forward, almost colliding with Dr. Kazmarek again, but the professor was no longer concerned with Declan, his bloated eyes fixed on the terror chasing Declan. Declan leapt over the doctor, leaving him behind as if the man had meant nothing to him, but there wasn't any hope for the professor. Declan wasn't sure that he had much hope either.